pleased because that which is source energy understands the whole cycle of things, knows the eternal expansion, and knows the well-being nature of all that is. But you, in your physical form, you can use any excuse in the world to not be in vibrational alignment with who you are. And as you choose thoughts that source does not choose, you feel rotten. And then you run around and you're feeling rotten and you say, I feel rotten. You need to stop doing that and you need to stop doing that and you need to stop doing that. And we say, what you are really wanting to do is to discover the freedom that only comes in unconditional love. The freedom that comes in aligning with the source within you and looking at the world through the eyes of source. And when you do, you feel worthy. And when you do, you feel and are love. When you do, you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You are the powerful creative genius that you are. You are the extension of source. You are the physical human embodiment of source. And you are there. Then and only then living the life that you intended to live when you came forth into this physical body. So, as you are here, we want you to realize that there is a powerful law that responds to every vibration that you utter, whether you know that you are uttering it or offering it or oozing it or radiating it or emitting it or not. And that law of attraction is powerful manager of the universe. Law of attraction says that which is likened to itself is drawn. So just like the radio signals that you understand, you must set your tuner receiver to the broadcasting transmitting station, or you cannot hear what you're reaching for. And the same thing is true. You must set your tuner receiver to the vibrational frequency of that which is really you. Not just that which was you before you were born, but that which has become an expanded version of you since you have been born. You getting the sense of this? Every moment that you live, the contrast causes you to become more. We've written a book, a few books, but one in particular we want to give you the title of, because we think it is the best title of all books of all time. We like it because it tells the story in the title. The book is called Ask and It Is Given. The longer version of that, which the publisher was reluctant about, said, so I'm source energy, I am pure positive energy, and I project a part of that consciousness into physical human form. And in that physical human form, I evaluate contrast. I see what I don't want, which causes me to know what I do want. And every time I know what I do want, whether I speak it or not, I radiate a vibrational signal of what I do want, which moves forward into the expanded universe. And the source energy part of me rides that rocket of desire and literally becomes that which I have asked for. Ask and it is given. There is a tiny bit more to that story that we want to remind you of, and we will add that to the title now, which says, and now that source energy has become the vibrational equivalent, not only of all that I was before I was born, but all I've become since I've been born. Now, in order for me to be the receiver of that which I've asked for, which source has already given, I must get vibrationally up to speed with it. Step one says, ask. You can't stop doing that. Life causes you to ask all day, every day. Step two says, source answers what you're asking for. And that happens instantly. That's this source becoming the vibrational equivalent part that we're talking about. But step three, that's what this gathering is about. That's what this art of allowing workshop is about. Step three says, since I have been born in physical form and contrast has caused me to ask for something beyond what is, and since source has not only answered it but has become the vibrational equivalent of it, now I must get vibrationally up to speed with what I have asked for. And when I do, when the vibration of what I want and what I know and believe are the same, then it must be. Then the frequencies match up, then there's no split energy, and then it must be. In simpler terms, if I'm beating the drum of not enough money, every time I do that, I'm sending out rockets of desires that I want more money. Source becomes the non-physical vibrational equivalent of more money. And the money is amassing because law of attraction is responding to this most powerful version of me. Now, that's the part we really want you to hear. That's the part we don't think you know. Law of attraction is responding to the vibrations of the universe. And what do you